I liked him as a manager. I thought he was really good. He came into the club when we needed a real lift as a club and as a team. And he put his stamp and his mark upon the team straight away. Really positive, real adventurous, wanted to win games, win them in the right way, demanded hard work off the players, got it for a long period, and as I say, towards the end was unlucky with circumstance, with injuries, and with a couple of unlucky results. But no, I enjoyed watching Uwe Rosler's teams for sure.
What kind of style of play does he have?
Well, he's really, as an attacking player himself, he was a forward and a really good, successful one in English football. He likes to play that way. He likes to play attacking football. He wants to get at teams. He likes to press high up the pitch. He expects a lot of hard work from his players. He expects the players to, you know, straight from the kickoff to be at it in teams' face and really go for victories. There's none of this, we'll see how it goes, or we'll get a goal up and we'll hang on to that. You know, he just, for 90 minutes, wants the team to press and keep pushing at the other team. And as I say, when he first came in, he lifted the club, not just the team. He really did, with this style of play. You know, we'd go and we would really take teams apart, you know, and it wouldn't matter. There was that relentlessness about the team. And it was good to watch. And I felt a little bit sorry for him how it ended. I thought he did really well when he first came in, and circumstances sometimes take over.
Now, of course, in recent times, Wigan Athletic have actually won the FA Cup. That was when they beat Man City. Uwe Rosler, in his time, managed to get Latics to another FA Cup semi-final.
Yes, he did, and that was, again, a great run. I think we beat Manchester City again. We got to the semi-final against Arsenal, and those games were fantastic. We should have beaten Arsenal at Wembley. We beat Manchester City and dominated that game. We played a slightly different style of football, which shows again that he knew how to set a team up to beat a different style. If you understand, they were obviously the top team. He realised we couldn't just keep pressing them, so we realised we must sit back a little bit, and his tactics were perfect. Similarly against Arsenal, we think we were maybe 10 minutes away from getting to the final again. They got a bit of a breakaway goal, and then it went to penalties, and as you know, anything can happen in those situations. But again, it was a successful season that season when he first came in, and you know, we just missed out on playoff glory and getting to the semi-final. So he really did lift the club that year.
Now, when you look at Leeds United, this most recent campaign, and you look at the fact that Neil Redfern was bringing youthful players through the system, the likes of Sam Byer and the likes of Alex Mowat, Lewis Cook, is that something Uwe Rosler would look to do, would you think, as well, continue their growth within the first team? Or is he somebody who maybe likes to look outside to bring players in?
No, I think he'll look at those young lads. I watched Leeds a couple of times last season, and those lads are outstanding young players. They're lucky to have them. They've got a great academy there. You know, I've been involved in academy football for a while, and Leeds is one of the best. And those lads, you know, a credit to the club. Uwe will look at those lads, and he will use them, and he'll get the best out of them. Those lads are lucky to have a manager like Uwe, if that actually happens. He's a manager who wants to develop the young lads. He pushes them hard. He brings them on. He did a similar thing at Brentford, bringing the young lads through. So he will look at those lads. They are really, really good players, and he'll get the best out of them.
One slightly cheeky question, if you like. How do you think Uwe Rosler might deal with interference that might come his way from above?
Well, obviously, I honestly don't know that answer, but what I do know is that he worked here under Dave Whelan, and they developed a fantastic working relationship. I know that Mr. Whelan thought very highly of him. He's a nice fella both on and off the pitch as a manager and as a person. You know, he's one of those fellas who would come into the office and he'd speak to everyone in every department. So, as a person, as a man, I don't think he'll have too much of a problem with dealing with those situations. He's been around football for a long, long time now, and he will deal with that the best he can. It's it's a situation that never arose at Wigan. He had a great relationship with Dave Whelan, and I think he'll develop a similar one wherever he goes.
What do you reckon, if Uwe Rosler came into Elland Road, what do you reckon would be a realistic hope for an Uwe Rosler Leeds United for the next season?
Well, the reaction and the way he came into Wigan initially was fantastic. Couldn't have been, you know, you expect, you hope for a bounce from a new manager that the players will react and they'll play his way and you'll get those results. And that's what really happened at Wigan. You know, that first season, he couldn't have done any better. We were floundering mid-table. We ended up getting into the playoffs, where we were unlucky to be beaten by Queen's Park Rangers, who went up, and we got the semi-final of the FA Cup. So really, if the players react and respond in a similar way, there's no limit to what they could achieve. They really could. They could be one of the real contenders. As I say, with some of the players they've got at Leeds, some of those young lads, you know, it could be a perfect fit. It could really lead to a good season for them.